Hello and welcome back to Talking Europe. European Union member states have narrowly backed import duties on Chinese-made electric cars over what the EU considers to be unfair competition. Chinese car manufacturers have slammed the EU's move, but they are moving ahead with plans to expand in Europe, and so far they have not said that they will increase their prices to cover the cost of the tariffs. However, the Chinese government says it is investigating some EU imports, such as pork or dairy products, from countries that include Denmark, the Netherlands and Germany, as well as brandy and wine imports from France. That has sparked concerns of challenges at the World Trade Organization and a worsening dispute between Brussels and Beijing. Well, to discuss all this, I'm joined by two MEPs. Katerina Roth-Nevedelova is non-attached and a member of SMER, which is part of the governing coalition in Slovakia. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
We're also joined by Damian Börselager, a German MEP and co-founder of the Pan-European political party Volt, and he sits with the group of the Greens here in the European Parliament. Welcome back to you as well.
Thanks for having me now in person.
Damian, so on this EU decision, the EU talked about competitiveness for a long time, but actually it looked quite disunited on this vote. 12 abstentions, 10 in favour of tariffs, 5 against. It didn't look that good, I guess, for the EU.
No, it doesn't. The problem is, I think we need to take a step back and look at why this is happening. If in a perfect world we wouldn't have, you know, state aid in China and maybe also not in the US, and we would have a fair competition, obviously we wouldn't need any form of tariffs or even discussions about it. But this is not the scenario that we're currently operating under. There is definitely significant help from the Chinese government for the local industries. And so the question is now, how do we react to it? And to be honest, there is no really good solution to this. And I really hope that, yeah, as a package in the European Union, we can come to a situation where we can reduce these kind of unfair support.
Katerina Roth, so Slovakia is in a slightly difficult position because obviously you export a lot of traditional cars, but you're also one of the top three producers of electric cars in the EU. So you're very much concerned by this Chinese subsidy for its electric vehicles, aren't you?
Very much, because Slovakia is the first country in the world in production of the cars per capita. So we really produce the high number of the cars. Yes, also electric ones. We are the economy is shifting, and also the car industry is shifting also in Slovakia. We have five major companies which produce the cars. So it can hit us very much, because it's not only these big companies, but it's also the companies which subsidize these big companies. So we are very much afraid what can happen. So we also, in this discussion, we were the ones who voted against the tariffs for Chinese cars, because we feel that there is the trade war between EU and China and the rest of the world, of course. We need to find our share. But we believe that these kind of tariffs can then be, then there is the answer from Chinese side, and we got the information that it could be possibly the new tariffs or the problems for us to gain the chips for European Union. So we are afraid what will be the other measures which China may take. And you mentioned several products and things which China is implementing the tariffs or some measures against us. So it's really the war, but we should find our place to protect our industry and to protect our people and the jobs.
What sort of impact do you think that could be in Germany, Damian Börselager? Because, of course, like Slovakia, Germany is a top producer of electric cars and of more traditional cars as well. So there could be Chinese countermeasures that would hit German manufacturers, of course.
And that's one dimension. And the other is that basically the German manufacturers are also importing cars that they produce in China back into the European and German markets. So we will even in our own, if you want, car industry be harmed by this. I just want to say again, like, nobody benefits of a protectionist trade war and of a subsidy war where basically we throw more and more public money at companies to be competitive globally. And so I think what would be the best solution is a solution where we agree with China and with the US on rules of the engagement, that we follow the WTO's rulings, and that we really have a functioning trade system on the European level. Given that that's not the case, I think what we definitely also need to look at is diversification. In Germany, we are both, when it comes to production, let's say the sourcing of goods, as well as selling goods, so the demand side, if you want, very dependent on a couple of geographies. And I think to diversify, to think about trade deals globally would make a lot of sense in that sense. Yeah.
If I may, I very much like that you said the diversification, because this is what we also would like to have, gradual change for the electric cars, because I oppose the Green Deal in a way as it is now, and that what we discussed, that we only go electric, because we know that this is not, we cannot make it as the European Union. There are different problems for different member states to go fully electric, and the benchmarks which we set as the European Union, we know already that we cannot fill that. But to help the jobs and the car industry and the people, to protect them as well, we need to maybe support a different kind of engines. I know that for the car industry, it's very important for them to have like a vision, to know where to invest, what is the future for them, because they need to find new types, new innovations and things. But we would like to support much more like hybrid cars or something as a transition period, well, while we go to electric. Possibly, but we also need to invest much more money as the European Union into transition for more electric in a way of infrastructure, because infrastructure for electric is very difficult and it's not done. It's not done well, and especially in Eastern Europe, we don't have not only the charging stations, but we don't have a very good systems there, and it can break. And we see some, in the recent time, we saw several unfortunate events when this started burning, and there were some issues and accidents. So people are afraid of fully electric. So we should support, as the European Union, also the hybrid cars or hybrid engines. We go for gas for different types, and then we can go to fully electric. I'm not opposing that this is some future, but we have to support also different types and not only go fully this way, because we cannot make it and we can harm the industry very much.
Yeah, so I fully disagree.
Okay.
that's good. I think it makes the debate more lively. What I meant with diversification is diversification in trade. So with other geographies, where we basically need to make sure that if we look at our import-export balance, it's not just one country or a couple of countries that we are trading with, but that it's more diverse. It will never work without China, but I think to at least try to diversify the goods and trade basically makes sense. On your part of, you know, what is a good strategy? First of all, I think we have targets now. And to constantly question them, which also the German liberals constantly do, means you create uncertainty for industry, especially for those who have been first movers. So those who have already invested heavily in the electrical feed production are now potentially in a situation where they could be less competitive than those that waited longer. So I would say, let's keep the targets, let's not create more uncertainty than we already have, and let's think about how we can enable them to get to these targets easily. Hybrid cars are horrible when you look at all kinds of dimensions. They're heavier. They're even worse than full fuel cars, because they take so much more energy. And most of the time, they run on fuel and not on electricity. So I think that was a bad transition technology. In general, I'm happy to discuss different technologies, but hybrid cars are really not working.
But I disagree, because also the electric cars are very, very heavy.
But they don't burn fossil fuels. That's the difference.
But you don't know what is electricity coming from. Like, I think the decision of Germany to close the nuclear power plants was a bad decision. And now we are buying electricity from France, which is made out of the nuclear energy. So this is like disproportional for me.
That's a different topic, of course.
But if you look at the cars first, why people buy the cars? Because they need it. And the first thing about the cars when they buy it is the price. So if we are not able to make the cars in Europe which are affordable for the people, we don't need to make them at all. Anyway, when we discuss China, we send one-third of the cars which is produced in Europe to China. So we need to deal with them. And I don't think that if we are not able to be competitive in the world, we should only focus on this. When we are not compatible, we are very expensive. We cannot sell it. We have problems with different parts of the world. So we should focus first on our people, on the citizens of European Union. They have to be able to afford this type of cars. So we need some subsidies or some support for these companies in order to make this car more, not only more green or more sustainable, but also more cheap for the people to be able to afford that.
But
so
I
that's
get,
a major question.
Yeah, but I mean, by having a target like 2035, then I suppose you can work towards making the electric option more affordable, right? You need that long-term predictability that you're talking about, Damian.
So I'm generally not a fan of state intervention. Yeah? In general, I think it always distorts. So now we live in a world where this is already the case and happening, and so we shouldn't be naive about it. But I think we need to differentiate the issues. One issue is that Chinese manufacturers are heavily subsidized by the Chinese state or Chinese state funds, and we need to see how we can create competitiveness and react to that. The Draghi report looked at it and said, actually, in some cases, it actually benefits consumers, so we also need to differentiate a bit. I think when it comes to this, clearly the car industry has an issue and we need to look at it. The second question is, how fast is the transition and how can we make it work? And I do believe that, like, moving the goalposts constantly creates a lot of issues. And now we need to see, given that we have given this target, what can we do? One thing that we are also proposing is, hey, with corporate fleets, let's go to electric first, because these are the people that can potentially afford it more easily and can maybe drive down prices. I would also say that when it comes to, you know, public sector fleets, which also exist, for example, in this house, we should go to electric very fast. But I think it's clear that we need to electrify everything, and cars is a big emission element. And so I do believe, I'm with you, we need to look at energy production, so also electricity production, how we can make this green. But we should move all of these parts along. And I don't think it makes sense to now, while, you know, times are changing, take certain parts back or go to transition technologies just that don't work. But I think our interest to help European citizens and to help the climate, and therefore, again, European citizens living in that climate, there we agree.
But we don't have realistic targets. We know that we are not able to fill 2035. Some of the companies which produce cars, they already said that they will produce more combustion engines because they see that they are not able to go there. We want to find them. We want to find these companies if they are not fully electric 2035. So where are we going with this? Is we are killing ourselves. So we know that we are not able to make it, but we are pushing for that. So I think that it's easier to come from shorter way, as we say in Slovak language. So it's easier to stop now and say, like, okay, we have to adapt ourselves. We know that there will be the first report this year, hopefully, which will say how prepared we are as the European Union for this transition. And we will see where we are, and we need to adapt. It's not a shame to say that we were wrong. It's a shame to still push for something which we are not able to achieve in a time which is given.
Sorry. I think you're not going to agree on the future of electric cars or how far to diversify and by what date, but we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much to both of my guests, Katerina Rotneva-Dzialova and Damian Berzelager, for this edition of Talking Europe. Do stay with us here on France 24.